This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Tuesday, May 22nd. While U.S.-China trade talks push cattle prices higher Monday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was rising. Seemed that it had a limited market reaction to the upside with the U.S.-China talks that we put on hold for the tariffs. Thank goodness, because we've been on hold for quite a while. We've been waiting to hear if we're going to get those tariffs or not. Interestingly enough, though, the cattle market didn't react all that much until later in the day. Then it really started to get ahead of steam. Seems that the packer margins are up again, giving the incentive to be certainly a lot more aggressive with their bids. But at the same time, we have to be careful because some of the beef supplies continue to swell somewhat. That may put a lid on any kind of really big rally, but the market looked very strong today.
Chicago July wheat prices closed yesterday down 11 at 507 and a half. July corn was up a quarter point at 402 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 575 to 590. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for May were down 12 and a quarter, ranging from 651 and a half to 676 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for May were down 7 and a quarter, ranging from 766 and three quarters to 781 and three quarters. Live cattle for June were up 252 and a half at 105.15. May feeder cattle were up $1.70 to 133.80, and May Class 3 milk was down a penny at 15.22. I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Marketline Report from the Ag Information Network.